Margaret, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thank you very much, Amber. I'm delighted to be with you on Radio Kerry.
So firstly, maybe tell us a small bit about your own business, who you are, what you do.
So our business is in aquaculture technology. So we're developing a hardware technology that sits in the salmon pen and deals with the problem of sea lice on a 24/7 basis. So it reliably manages and controls these parasites, these tiny little parasites that are on the outside of the fish, and keeps them within the regulatory limits and gives, you know, a peace of mind to the farmer that this is working constantly to keep those numbers low. We're working with an early adopter here in Galway, Brodán Bio, and we hope to have our technology at least to some kind of commercialization by the end of next year. We're very happy with the partnership that we have with Brodán Bio. They've been fantastic in bringing us on and, you know, we're working away with us, which is really, really wonderful.
It certainly is. It's fantastic and really, really interesting as well. You have recently completed the Accelerate Green Grow programme. Will you explain to us what exactly the programme involves?
Okay, so the Accelerate Green programme, there's a couple of different levels of the programme. So there's one called Accelerate Green Start, and that's for, you know, relatively newish that are trying to find their feet. And then there's another one, which is Accelerate Green, but maybe for a company that's already a little bit more established, you know, they kind of know the direction that they're going in and really want that kind of refined piece. But it's all about the founders. So they take the CEO and the CTO, for instance, and then bring them together. It's over a 6-month program, and you just go through the business with a particular focus on the green side of things and establishing, you know, your climate proposition and what you're doing there, and making sure that really you're really well focused and really sharpens that focus. And then, you know, brings it all the way through to, you know, how you bring your technology and product out, you know, and some really great tips there on that. And then internationalization as well, and finance then for scaling. So it's a terrific program. Myself and my CTO, Michael Flynn, we did it from January to June of this year. And I think one of the things about it is that, you know, it's the first time, I suppose, that we spent a lot of time away from the business and actually started thinking about the business. And like for us, it was fantastic in that we were able to sit down and actually go through the business together. And I found it made us a hell of a lot more aligned in our way of thinking. And it definitely sharpened our focus on what we were doing. I found it extremely beneficial. And I know my CTO as well, Mike, found it. Between the two of us, we were really satisfied with what we were doing. We came away with a lot of different kind of ideas on how we could sharpen things a bit better for ourselves, rather than, you know, there's so many different kind of leads out there that you could go with. But this was really, really tremendous in that, in sharpening that up. The product development perspective as well, they brought in really excellent speakers in, and, you know, we just learned so much from them. And I guess the Board Nimona, you know, they've been through that transition already from if you like, being a brown company right through to being a green company at the end. And like, they had an amazing transition. And we learned from their teams as well. So their teams came in and they gave us some talks as well. And we really found that tremendous. And then I guess another part of it was where they brought in people from, let's say, the markets where you wanted to develop in. So people who had already been in those markets, and, you know, when I say different kinds of markets, I mean, maybe let's say in the US or in Norway or in Scotland or somewhere in Europe, France or Germany, and people who had already been there and done that, not necessarily in the let's say the business that we were in, but in terms of those markets and the business culture in those places and how things work. And that was of tremendous benefit. They really tried to tailor the entire thing towards each of the different kind of companies that were there. And I know some companies actually ended up kind of collaborating with each other. Their offerings kind of fed into let's say kind of the supply end of another company that was there. They also found that really of tremendous benefit, basically. So it strengthened their offerings, and they also managed to get business out of it as well. So that was tremendous.
That's great to hear.
Of course, there's a huge focus on the green side of things, and they had some really terrific speakers speakers come in who help you, you know, sort out through the weeds of, you know, there's a whole load of different legislation out there and there's lots of different directives coming through, and they helped us go through that as well.
That's fantastic. Really wide ranging and great to see all the supports that are available. And I suppose, Margaret, we all know as well, you know, just how important it is to have sustainable enterprises here in Ireland now. And it's something that more and more businesses are focusing on. But how important is it to have a program like this in place that will give, I suppose, those early stage SMEs, startups, enterprises, that will give them that support, like the likes of yourselves, you know, the support and the guidance there as well. I can imagine it's really helpful to the business as you're starting out.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, it's so much easier to build your business with all of those kind of principles in place already as you're building it, rather than to come back afterwards and have a product where you need to retrofit everything backwards through it. So it's so much easier to build right from the start with everything in mind, and you're designing it all the way through in each step of the way, every single, let's say, you know, whether it's your supply chain or whether it's, you know, the different types of policies and things that you need to develop, different requirements from a legal perspective, all the way through to, you know, recruitment and everything. So, you know, having all of that in place or getting it in place and getting that right is so much easier to build it in as you're building, rather than, as I said, kind of retrofitting afterwards. So from that perspective, we're so happy with what we've done.
It sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds like it's a great support. And Margaret, obviously the programme now it's recruiting for applications, and the deadline is the 22nd of November, so tomorrow, for Accelerate Green Grow programme. I can imagine you'd be encouraging people that are listening that are those early stage enterprises, SMEs or startups to look at the programme and consider signing up, because it is so beneficial.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as the Americans would say, it's a no-brainer. So, you know, if you have a sustainable company, or indeed if you're transitioning from, you know, where you're currently at to a green company, then this program is absolutely a no-brainer. Apply for it, even pick up the phone and see if you can have a chat with somebody on the program, but definitely apply. The application itself isn't onerous at all. It's a small application and stuff like that. They're really looking for those companies that are doing really interesting things, but do need that kind of a bit of a steer on where to go. We found it absolutely tremendous benefit altogether, and I can't speak more highly of them, both from a Board Namona perspective, but also a Result Partners as well, who run the program for Board Namona. Absolutely 5-star all the way. I would say just go for it. You know, if you're in any doubt, go for it. If you're not in, you can't win, as they say. So, you know, fill out the application form or pick up the phone for a quick chat, but it's definitely worth it.
Absolutely. It sounds like it is. Well, Margaret, thanks very much for taking the time to talk us through it and your own experience of the programme, and continued success with the business as you look to the future.
Lovely. Thank you so much for having me on Radio Kerry, Amber. I'm delighted to talk with everybody. Thank you so much.